This week, I have really enjoyed engaging with you about the positives in the creative process. All the gifts and excitement in the fear, in the trepidation, in the feeling stuck, in the fear of making a mistake, in the process of feeling constricted and then deciding that you are going to be open and try something. This is one of the most fascinating processes in our existence. It engages the contrast that makes you ask for more, and it partners it with everything you've ever experienced and calls you forward to become bigger, to step beyond things that have hurt you in the past or things that you thought were lifetime lessons that were only pertinent to that moment. It asks you to clear your slate and keep diving off the high dive. It asks you to put key elements in place that catch you. It asks you to step into trust. And it asks you to move forward with the whimsy, joy, and feeling of the fantastic that you came here with. I would love for you to save this week's content for whenever you're feeling fear and resistance, and be inspired by it. How can you leverage the very thing that makes you want to lock in fear and stay in place and turn that around into an inspiration for yourself? That's what we've done this week. So replay these over the weekend. Just listen to them one more time this Monday through Friday and celebrate the fact that you are in a creative journey, and how you treat yourself and how you look at the journey has a huge effect on the joy that you have in life and your ability to purely be a problem solver and a creator, or be someone who's blocking your own path. Sending you love and admiration for your courageous engagement in the creative process of living in this physical world. After all, you're a spirit in this physical world. This is your opportunity to play here. You're not put here to toil. So let's turn the toil and your thoughts of struggle into possibility, into gifts, and into a magnificent creation. Sending you big love today.